Hello and welcome. It's our number two of the Ben Maller radio program. Here it is, hour two of the podcast, a football hour. The Green Bay Packers have added Blake Bortles to their roster, which is a confusing move to the casual NFL watchdogs who have reacted to this like a tempest in a teapot. We explain why the Packers made the move and how everyone should just chill the hell out. That and more here in hour number two. It is a flashabaca. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we have diarrhea of the mouth, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond. On the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios. Good to have you along with us. So this hour, a football power hour. No, I am not going to regurgitate the schedule. No. You know I have attention deficit disorder. I like to talk about different things when possible. So our lead this hour comes from a player that was a big deal for about a year or two in the NFL. It comes out of the land of cheese. The Green Bay Packers have made a roster move, and people are chirping about what the Pack did. What did they do? Did they trade Aaron Rodgers? No. Did they fire the GM, Brian Gutekunst? Absolutely not.
Relax.
Then what happened? You missed it. Green Bay has made an addition to the quarterback room. They have added Blake Bortles! Woohoo! OMG! Sweet baby Jesus! Blake Bortles is going to Northern Wisconsin. How great is that? Yeah, so this is the story that people, believe it or not, this is actually a story. In the NFL world, this has currency. In the NFL world, this has currency. People are trying to figure out, what does it mean? What does it mean? Does it have some secret meaning? Is there some kind of code? Do we need to know? Do we need a Rosetta Stone to figure out what's going on? So let us discuss the question. We'll just cut to the chase. The question, does Blake Bortles' addition have any impact on Aaron Rodgers' situation? Meaning, are these two things connected? And the idea that this somehow means Aaron Rodgers' departure is guaranteed, because why else would the Packers add a quarterback? I am giving this one a super-duper eye roll, is what I'm doing, okay? So I have palm tree, worldview, and eggshells. And we will tie all of these things together. Now, A, Blake Bortles, I didn't know this neurosis existed among the football world, but for the casual NFL watchdog who hides behind their smartphone on social media there and calls into random radio shows, the reaction here, it's a tempest in a teapot situation, right? People are overreacting. We're talking about heads spinning like a helicopter. Like, if I were advising you, if you're one of these people, oh my God, Blake Bortles is going to Green Bay. It's all over. Brett Favre said Aaron Rodgers is going to get out of there. He's not going to be back. Rodgers doesn't want to be there. Oh my God. Breathe into a paper bag. Blake Bortles entering the scene for the Packers doesn't change the script. And if you think it does, sorry. It's not true. I wish it did. Trust me, I wish it did. I wish I could come up with a scenario where it did do something. It doesn't. Be a much better story, and it'd be much sexier to say, well, this means that the Packers have already got a deal lined up. No, it doesn't. Adding Blake Bortles is akin to putting an extra palm tree on the set of that old TV show Baywatch back in the day, right? It doesn't dramatically alter the script, nor what you're looking at, because no one's looking at, you know what I mean? I mean, come on. Bortles is just off-season roster filler until proven otherwise. He's background noise. The Packers worked out quarterbacks, and he's the one they liked the best out of the group, and so they brought him in. Now, part B of this, I would like to play. It's not really a drinking game, but it's the Blake Bortles game. All right, so you are a glass. Is your glass half full or is your glass half empty and cracked? And so I'm going to use this to determine your worldview when it comes to the Bortles signing in Green Bay. Now, on one side, you have the glasses half full, the Pollyanna crowd, who can actually upsell Blake Bortles. Like, if I was trying to sell you, like a used car salesman, Blake Bortles, I could say, assuming you're suffering from amnesia, that, hey, this guy has so much upside. He's going to make some noise in Green Bay. Number three overall pick. You got to have amazing talent to be a number three pick, Blake Bortles. This guy's led the NFL in three statistical categories. Three of them. Had a season with over 4,400 yards passing and 35 or more touchdowns. Led a team to the AFC Championship game, then they blew the lead late against the Patriots back in 2017. Guy holds seven franchise records in Jacksonville. See, if I was trying to sell Blake Bortles, that's what I would do. But I'm on the other side. I'm holding the glass that is cracked and half empty. I'm Skepticus Maximus is what I am here. So here's the real Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles is one of the great flops in this last era of the NFL. And he does lead the NFL on three statistical categories in his career. He's led the NFL in interceptions and sacks twice. All right, he's become a football nomad since leaving Jacksonville. He's bounced to the Rams, to the Broncos, and then back to the Rams. And since the start of the 2018 season, Blake Bortles has all of 13 touchdowns and 11 interceptions and a quarterback rating under 80. So it's not like a God's gift to the quarterback's going to walk in. Now, you could also argue that Blake Bortles has as many playoff wins in the last few years as Aaron Rodgers does, but seeing is believing until proven otherwise. Again, Blake Bortles is merely an extra body for the offseason program, which is beginning here, and a training camp, which will take place in July. All right, last word on this. Now, the reason that Blake Bortles makes sense for the Packers, and it's really staring you right between your eyes, right? And it is related to Aaron Rodgers, but it's not like, you know, if Aaron Rodgers walks away, oh my God, you know, it's like Aaron Rodgers is on edge. He's a delicate little flower. He's a verklempt is what he is with emotion. And so it's possible that Blake Bortles will be needed, but the plan is that he won't be needed. He's just in case. You know, it's one of those things that you probably don't need, but you have just you know, you have like a, if you live in the West Coast, you live in earthquake country, you have an earthquake kit. You hope you don't need it. You hope you don't need it. You might have some food rations, or if you live in a part of the country that gets hurricanes, you might have a place where you have some stuff just in case. So, I mean, there's different things. When you live in tornado country, there's different ways you prepare. So you don't necessarily need that stuff because it might not happen, but just in case you have it. So, and Green Bay's front office is walking on eggshells as they attempt to get Aaron Rodgers to sign essentially a peace treaty with the front office. But Blake Bortles is benign, right? He is harmless. He's non-threatening because he's not good. Aaron Rodgers will not object to bringing in Blake Bortles because he's not concerned about Blake Bortles. In addition, let's say that Aaron Rodgers goes full radical and decides to hold out, says, I'm not going to play. Sorry, I'm not going to play. Okay. Well, Jordan Love, he becomes the starter, and he doesn't have to look over his shoulder and be concerned about Blake Bortles. No one's concerned about Blake Bortles. So it's a win-win situation, and he likely won't make the team. So there you go. That's the Blake Bortles story in a nutshell. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show, and we did a caller-free hour last hour. I see some of you still on hold, so we need to get to some calls here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. 1-800-919-3769 if you would like to be part of the festivities here. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the fun. I realize the schedule is out, but I am of the position. I did a rant about this last hour, that it's not going to tangibly impact the plight of teams. I know a lot of guys are making a big deal about it. They're getting all worked up, and they're like, you know, this guy's screaming over here, and this guy in the other part of the radio screaming over here. Oh, my God, that's such a tough schedule. Oh, my God. Oh, panic. Panic at the disco. And I don't look at that. I've never looked at it that way. And the NFL's done a decent job of tweaking the schedule over the years to get rid of some of the quirks that would occasionally pop up. But I think it's a defeatist attitude, and a lot of people have it, and we live in the age of the defeatist attitude. It's too hard. Oh, no. It's too difficult. But I like the mindset of, oh, that's great. That's hard. I'd like to do that. That's difficult. Okay, that's cool, right? There's more satisfaction that comes out of that when you accomplish something rather than take the easy road, right? But there's a lot of people that would just rather play the team that has one arm tied behind their back and is blindfolded, because you think, hey, this is easy pickings. We're in good shape. All right. Again, 877-99 on Fox is the number, 877-996-6369, if you'd like to be part. Now, who's the most popular? But more importantly, who's the least popular? We'll play the popularity game. In the football world, we now have the results of who's really cool and who's not. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Eddie.
Yes,
Eddie,
yes.
Salute. Dos Colano.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Can you write a malicious song? Or are you yaller? I had to invent a word, 'cause nothing rhymes with Ben Maller. Here's another malicious song by Raz Quit the Band, and I'm here to perform it, but not by popular demand.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. Some refer to him as the call screener. And yes, he is manning the phones, but he's more than that. He is the liar, liar, and the menace in the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Wow. Eddie, it's the biggest package I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
If you don't like malicious songs, well, maybe you're a whiner.
I hate talking over Raz. Oh, Alf's a legend. He loves pickles. Sent a whole bunch of pickle chips and some other stuff here. Because you hate pickles, Eddie. You're anti-pickle. I like the smell of pickles, but I'm not a big fan. And I don't like the taste of the pickle. Now, exciting news. You're going to D.C. You're looking for listeners to hang out with, Eddie, the first week of the NFL regular season. Is that correct? You announced that last hour.
Yeah, that's correct.
And exciting news here. As we are happy to report, Fats from Philly says he will make the two-hour drive from Philadelphia down to D.C., the I-95 corridor there, to hang out with you and your wife there, Eddie. You can hang out with a living legend, a man that lit himself on fire during the 2020 NFL draft and screamed my name, and also had a hostile takeover of Fenway Park just a couple days ago. He's willing to hang out with you.
We may have to plan some sort of Maller meetup.
Yeah,
like you should did absolutely. When you went to Boston.
Yeah, you should do that. You should get together and meet the people. Go out and meet the people. 100% on that. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We'll take some phone calls here. Let's say hello to Graham in Minneapolis, cashing a golden ticket. He's been on hold for a while. Sorry about that, Graham. Blame Roberto. He's the bad guy. What's going on, Graham? You're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going? I have two questions for you. One, what
How do you think the Vikings are going to do this year? And two, what is the Mallard Militia oath?
All right, so I'm going to ignore the first one because that's kind of a generic sports radio. You know what I'm saying, Graham? Like the opinion on the Vikings doesn't change because of the announcement of when the games are going to be played. I think the Vikings will be a competitive team, and they'll be on the fringes of making the postseason. Certainly, if Aaron Rodgers gets traded, they'll be the team to beat in the division. So there's that. But the oath, now the oath is something that some listeners, select listeners, choose to take to officially get sworn into the Mallard Militia. Now, it's not for everyone, but if you want to be part of the Mallard Militia, you don't have to take the oath, but it's more of a
and
higher...
And then I will obey the orders to peacefully fight back.
I will obey the rules.
Yes, that's Hayes right there, by the way. So, I mean, if you want to do it, you can do it. Yeah, I mean, we'd love to have you take the oath. We want everyone who wants to take the oath to take the Mallard Militia oath, but it's really a way to be sworn in to the Mallard Militia.
I would like to take the oath.
All right. Are you prepared to do this now, Graham? This is a big step in a person's life when you take the oath. Are you ready for this?
I am ready, and I'm prepared to do this.
This is going to change your life in amazing ways. You know, people will look at you differently. They'll kind of, what's going on with that guy? Oh, he's in the militia. And then what does that mean? You know, they're going to ask you questions. It's a life-changing event here, Graham.
Right. I am ready.
You're ready. All right, here we go. It's very simple. Just repeat after me, okay? Here we go. I state your name.
I, Graham.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Ben Mallard Show.
The Ben Mallard Show.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will obey the orders.
And that I will obey the orders.
Here's the hard part. To peacefully fight back.
To peacefully fight back.
Against hostile attacks.
Against hostile attacks.
From rival sports gas bags and blowhards.
From rival sports gas bags and blowhards.
Oh, good job. You nailed that. So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Graham. You are sworn in. Graham in Minneapolis is a member of the Mallard Militia. Sergeant at Arms. You stand by Hayes and so many others. Justin in Cincinnati. Just Josh there. Fats in Philadelphia. So many iconic figures. Robbie the Mariner fan, all these guys, legends in the Mallard Militia, and you are a part of that, so thank you, Graham. And mainly just, you got to support the show when people take attacks at us, and you know what to do, right, Graham? You know what to do.
Yes, sir. Yep.
But, you know, peaceful. Don't get violent. All right, thank you, Graham. I got to go.
Sports, all right, so, gas bags, and blowhards.
It's sports bag and gas bags.
My favorite one was when I said, I state your name. You know, I do that, and then he said, I state your name.
State your name.
I state your name.
Yeah. This is Dominican Mike. Oh, that is tremendous. Now, there is also a Mallard Militia Pledge of Allegiance, which Imran in Vancouver came up with. He took a break because of Ramadan. Is Ramadan still going on? I'm not sure on that. I don't know about that. But he'll be back listening to the live show when Ramadan is over. But he came up with a Mallard Militia Pledge of Allegiance. Pretty good. It's pretty solid. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's say hello to Queen Roxanne. A rare and appropriate call from our friend Queen Roxanne in Colorado. What's going on, Queen?
Hey, Ben. How's it going?
If I was any better, I'd be a Bronco, but not a Denver Bronco, because they're not on Monday Night Football this year for the first time in almost 30 years.
The only reason I asked that is for your quick answer.
Thank
Love
you.
Love it.
Was I quick enough, or was I? Did I?
I knew it was going to take a shot at either the Broncos or Tom or something, you know.
But well, I would never take a shot at Tom Brady. Tom Brady is your idol. You know, you don't even call him Tom Brady. You just call him Tom. You have that kind of relationship.
Oh, we talk to each other all the time. I don't know if you know that.
He doesn't talk back, but you talk to him. So it's a one-sided conversation. Typical man. He doesn't respond to you.
Correct.
Yes. Well, how can we help you?
Calling, first of all, to discuss the schedule of Tampa Bay opening up against the Cowboys. I think that's strange, no?
No, it's what television wants, right? What TV people want, TV people get. The Cowboys are ratings gold, no matter whether they're good, bad, or ugly. People watch the Cowboys, and they want to make that the spectacle, the first game of the year, right? Big deal. And
well, yeah, that's why I thought it would be one of the teams that almost made it to the Super Bowl last year, you know, the Saints or the Packers.
No, but they want, they're worried about television ratings. They want to start out with a massive rating so people say, the NFL's back. You see that? Everyone's watching the NFL. Everyone and their uncle's watching the NFL. They are guaranteed they're going to set a record for the most viewers for a season opening game. I would be stunned if they don't set the all-time record with that match.
Wow.
Yeah. Going out on a limb. Putting my neck out there. How about that for a hot take, Roxanne?
Hot takes aren't my thing, but yours are always good.
Well, thank you. You're not a hot take artist? You're not a,
no,
you're
not, no.
Are you like a lukewarm take artist? Is that what you
no,
mean?
No. I just study facts and then deliver what I know.
You're just a meat and potatoes kind of woman. You don't deal with all the nonsense and all that. I understand.
Correct.
All right. Well, go back. You have your shrine to Tom Brady waiting for you. Yes.
Of course. My fat head's on my wall. I talk to him every day, like he said.
You have the Tom Brady fat heads. You have the Tom Brady bobblehead dolls. You've got all kinds
Tom
of
Brady
things.
Tom Brady socks, shoes, anything you can imagine, Tom Brady, I own.
That's right. You drink 25 glasses of water a day, just like Tom, right? You have that with the electrolytes?
I don't know. It's like 70 ounces a day, so I don't know how many glasses that is, because I do it in big bottles, you know?
I understand. But I fast Tom, like you Tom all would week. Approve. You fast
and
like me, really?
I eat on the weekends, like you.
It's the way to live. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey, I hear this weekend's guest on the podcast is going to be really good.
Who? Well, it's not looking that way. Gascon's dropped the ball big time. He's scrambling right now.
He's scrambling to find
something. Yeah.
That's not what I've heard.
Well, I've heard things that are incorrect because the information I have, a lot of people very upset. The podcast could be canceled because of how bad the guest is going to be. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, you're funny, man.
I hear you. All right. Well, thank you. We love you, Roxanne. Thank you. All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Oh, really? Okay. Thank you. All right. There she goes. Queen Roxanne. Where she goes, only she knows. So one of the things I like about the schedule, I don't like a lot about the schedule announcement, but it exposes who the NFL and who television thinks are the sexy people and who are the ugly ducklings of the NFL. And there's no way to avoid it. Right? You know, who are the cool kids and who are the non-cool kids? And everyone talks a good game, you know, everyone's equal, blah, 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 blah. But we know that's not true. We know that certain teams have clout, certain teams have the power, and they're the debutantes of the NFL. So that typically comes by way of primetime games. That's how you judge the good and the bad. That's how you separate everyone. Who are the big men on campus? Who stands out from the crowd? Who's the talk of the NFL? Blah, 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 blah. So we know who the sweethearts of the NFL are. They are as follows: Green Bay, New Orleans, Dallas, Seattle, the Steelers, the Ravens, the Rams, the 49ers, the Chiefs, and the Buccaneers. Those teams, just mentioned, have five primetime games. That is the most you can have. They have five primetime games. Imagine how bad that's going to get if Aaron Rodgers ends up playing somewhere else and you're watching Jordan Love. But that's five. So those are the cool teams. Who are the least popular teams? Who are the teams that you want to hide, that you do the walk of shame out of the house there with the paper bag over your head? Who are those teams? The teams that everyone has to get at least one primetime game. So who are the teams that are the bottom of the barrel? I will tell you those teams, and also Maller to the third degree. We'll get to all that, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Ben, of course, a lot of talk about the NFL schedule. How about head coaches making their debuts with their new teams? We'll have
I love this. Where's the Lions guy? The guy that wants to eat everyone's kneecaps.
Dan Campbell will be at home against the 49ers in his first game as head coach of the Lions.
Garoppolo better watch out, man. His kneecap could be eaten by the Lions.
Robert Saleh, new head coach of the Jets. He'll make his debut.
He's the pom-pom guy. He's the cheerleader
Carolina.
Guy.
You've got Brandon.
Oh, against Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Sam Darnold against the Jets. Oh, it's made for TV for these seven Jets fans on Long Island.
It's the first time I've ever been interested in a Jets-Panthers game.
I hope Darnold goes out and throws five touchdowns and Zach Wilson goes out and pukes all over the field. Oh,
we got Brandon Staley, the new head coach of the Chargers, will be in D.C., face the Redskins.
Old Ram defensive coordinator. You'll be there at that game. That game is.
I will say hello to that guy, if I can recognize him, which I probably can't.
He's just a generic coach.
In week one, we have battling rookie head coaches going head-to-head. We have in Atlanta, Arthur Smith and the Falcons hosting Nick Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles. David Culley of the Houston Texans will be in Jacksonville to face Urban Meyer. And the
Urban Meyer.
Week one of the NFL season.
Urban Meyer!
Very exciting.
Thank you, Eddie. So let me get back to this. Now, it is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here. I did want to mention, pay this off. We mentioned the popular teams, Green Bay, the Saints, Cowboys, Steelers, Seahawks, the Ravens, the Rams, 49ers, Chiefs, and Buccaneers. Who are the least popular teams? There are 8 teams that only got the bare minimum, one primetime game, which means it's like a Thursday game. Kind of a throwaway type game because the big game is Sunday night. That's the big TV window, Sunday night. That's the number one TV show in that time of the year is the Sunday night television package. So the teams that only have one primetime game are as follows. The Jets suck. The Lions, Cincinnati Bengals, Houston Texans, which tells you the NFL is planning on suspending Deshaun Watson for the entire season. Carolina Panthers, the Denver Broncos, Atlanta Falcons, and the surprise, the stunner from down under, Jacksonville. Jacksonville with Urban Meyer, as we just chanted Urban's name, Trevor Lawrence, and Tim Tebow, baby Jesus himself, only one primetime game. Not ready for prime time. They're not getting the love from the TV executives because historically, Jacksonville has been poison. It's been as effective as drinking bleach, Jacksonville, in primetime games as nobody watches. And I think the last time that Jacksonville played a primetime Sunday night game, 13 years ago. Been 13 years since they played a Sunday night game, and they're not going to do it this year. So Jacksonville's on that list. They are not part of the cool kids. Sorry, not part of the cool kids. Right, let's go back to the phones. Let's say hello to Hayes in Minneapolis. Hello, Hayes.
Hey, man, how are you tonight?
Hi, Hayes. Now, a lot of controversy about your last call, Hayes. We had a guy from Maine that called up, he was all upset there because he said that you're fibbing how much you get paid. He says he actually embalms people and he doesn't get paid as much as you do.
that's interesting. Hey, man, so I wrote a little list. I was one of the first people to call tonight. And, you know, I got to bury a guy tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. I had a little list for you, just four quick questions.
Okay. Do you need me to do anything here, or what do you want? What do you want? Here we go. We'd like to alert all the affiliates down the line. You're about to hear four questions from Hayes in Minneapolis. Here we go.
All right. The first one is, First of all, I'm glad that you got the whole Doc Mike thing solved for me, because I always wondered, you know, how did he get your phone number? And, you know, that's a mystery that's been keeping me up sometimes.
I understand. And a lot of people can't sleep because they want to know how Doc Mike could get my personal phone number. And I explained it to you. So I've answered that question. All right. So what's the next question?
The second one is, there's a guy on Twitter who's claiming that you're fabricating, that he made a threat against your life. It was on Twitter the other night. And
are you on Twitter, Hayes? Are you on there?
Yeah, I got on there. Yes, I looked you up.
Okay. You want to get a bunch of followers if you want to give out your Twitter account. You don't have to if you want to stay anonymous. You can stay anonymous and hide behind the veil of secrecy.
Hey, I hope you can solve that mystery for me next. You know.
Yeah. Oh, so the guy now. There's a guy. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people that make all kinds of claims. And you know that the person, I think I know who you're referring to. I don't remember exactly who. There's a couple people out there. But. Now, let's just say these people are special people, right? I think, Coop, you'd agree with me on that, right, Coop? They're special people that make odd claims and throw things against the wall and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just looking for attention. I mean, you got to think, Hayes, like, if you spend all day sending messages to me, you probably don't have much going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you probably should find something else to do. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, there's, you know, life's short, as you know, Hayes, more than any of us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. Ben, the third one is, you sort of answered it earlier. This NFL schedule came out, and you said Vikings might be, I think you said 9-7, or, you know, your tone, you weren't so hot on them, and I'm not either. Kirk Cousins.
Well, they will not go 9-7. I'm going to guarantee the Vikings will not go 9-7.
Yeah, I hope not. We get rid of Kirk Cousins.
It is mathematically impossible for the Vikings to go 9-7 this year.
All right. Hey,
I'll bet you $10 million they don't go 9-7. How about that?
All right. Hey, all right.
Last one. Here we go. This is the big one. Here we go. Four questions from Hayes in Minneapolis.
All right. So last week, I noticed that you were making jokes. I think it was one of the nights you guys were sharing jokes. So I have a joke of my own to share with you guys.
Okay. Well, I've looked through some of the jokes already, and people have made some jokes about you, Hayes. But go ahead, Hayes. This is like a preview of Big Ben's Lame Jokes, which is coming up tomorrow morning, not on this show, but tomorrow morning on the Friday radio show. We have some jokes in the third hour of the show.
So the jokes are Friday nights, right?
Friday morning, yeah, Friday morning. Thursday night into Friday, sure. Yeah.
All right. I might tune in for that, but I have a quick joke to share with you.
Here we go. Here we go. This is very
exciting. So, I was at a fast food joint recently, and it was McDonald's, and I noticed that the guy that was working that shift, he repeated everything that I ordered, and he still gave me the wrong order. So, McDonald's is the only restaurant in the world that repeats everything you ask, and they still get your order wrong.
Well, that might be the greatest joke ever told. Did you get that from Jerry Seinfeld back in the day? Boy, is that...
No, I just came up with it. Maybe I thought you would like it.
No, it's wonderful. Hey, Hayes, you should be getting out of the funeral business and be writing jokes. Solid. All right, thank you, Hayes. I got to go, Hayes. Thank you, buddy.
All right,
there you go. Four questions with Hayes. You know, all he needs to work on is the punchline.
I think his calls are going downhill.
You think he's played out?
First started, yeah.
You believe he burned out now?
Yeah.
There was no death talk, really.
Yeah.
So we need. Yeah.
That's probably why. Yeah.
He's got to get back to his roots.
Yeah.
And notice when I asked him about how much money he made, he's kind of, that's interesting. Is it possible that he's playing pulling a fast one on us here? Is it possible? All right, time now for the instant trivia. We have Mallard of the Third Degree right around the corner. It's warming up right now in the oven. Here's the instant trivia. So Shane Bieber, the Biebs,
as Dick and Dayton calls him, Justin Bieber. Shane Bieber became the first Cleveland pitcher to strike out eight or more batters, but also give up nine or more hits in back-to-back games since blank. And Shane Bieber, the first Cleveland Indians pitcher to strike out eight or more batters, but also allow nine or more hits in back-to-back games since blank. That's the instant trivia. The answer...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is scientifically proven to help make time fly by while working the third shift. We have a track record of almost 20 years of nocturnal service. Help support our daily battle against insomnia by following us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We need your support. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Maller to the third degree, just minutes away. Next hour, we will have Ask Ben, the original. Hashtag Ask Ben on Twitter. Any questions for me or any of the guys on the show, but not sporty questions. Questions about life, or they can be about sports, but they have to be somewhat entertaining. Otherwise, they're not going to make the air. Time now for the Insta Trivia. Shane Bieber becoming the first Cleveland pitcher to strike out eight or more batters, but also give up nine or more hits in back-to-back games since blank. That is the question. What's the answer? Don't have too much time, so we'll go as quickly as we can here. Let's see. Who do we have? Page down. Can't read that one on the air. Wee Willie Keeler from Robbie the Mariner fan. Ellen Nordgren from Mr. Nice Guy. That's his answer. Bartolo Colon, guessed by Alf the Alien Opiner. John Smiley from the Late Night Drug Tester. Vern Law from Manic Mike. Do you have an answer, Eddie? Please. It's not Bob Feller, guessed by Dante.
Yeah, I think it's Lee Tunnell.
No. It's another good name, though. Tom Candiotti in 1988. The Candyman. Last Cleveland pitcher before Bieber with that stat line. Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. Fire. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And away we go, Kupalu.
Late last week, Wade Miley threw the fourth no-hitter of this young season. No-hitters have become much more frequent in recent years, and they're coming pretty close to perfection more often. Now, we're also seeing them come from less-than-elite players like Miley. Ben, do you think no-hitters are losing their significance?
Well, when Wade Miley's throwing a no-hitter as a journeyman pitcher on his seventh team, it doesn't look good. These events historically are rare. 300-something no-hitters. The perfect game, they've been less than 25. But the problem is nobody tries to just get hits. Everyone's trying to hit home runs. Three true outcomes. It's either a home run, a strikeout, it's enough, or a walk. So, to me, that's the issue. Next!
Ben, as the NBA regular season winds down and the playoffs approach, I have to ask you, who are your picks to come out of the play-in games in each conference?
All right, so I have a bet with Rob Parker, so I need the Washington Wizards because I bet Rob on that. I think I'm going to win that bet just if they make the play-in tournament. And then I think in the West, like Golden State, that would be cool. See the Lakers lose. Next!
Every week it seems Shohei Ohtani is achieving some rare accomplishment. Ohtani now sports a 2.10 ERA along with an OPS of 903. Ben, do the Angels need to make the playoffs in order for Ohtani to win the MVP?
Well, it wouldn't hurt. The problem Ohtani's got is Mike Trout's the leading MVP guy. They're teammates, so it's going to split the vote. No one really has taken the bull by the horns for the MVP race. How did we do?
You fail, Ben.
That's a win. He texts me that I won, so I count that as a win.